Hoppy August nights where it's hard to get drunk because you're sweating it all out. This is the perfect pour.
Don't challenge me. I'll get drunk. I'll sweat like a pig and get drunk. Is that a challenge? That's a challenge.
It is a challenge.
Trying to challenge me?
You.
I bet you can't. I bet it's so hot you can't even get drunk. You just sweat it out. Oh, want to bet?
Yeah, I do.
All right. $20 says I can get drunk and sweat all day.
I want to smell that hoppy sweat.
Hoppy sweat. Oh, so.
So sweat.
Oh, so hoppy. The girls love that hoppy sweat smell coming out out of a brewery.
It's a man's man.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about having fun with the craft beers. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And I'm Rad Stacey.
We're going to be hanging out with you, talking about the beers we drank last week, the beers we're looking out for, the beers we're drinking right now, and the listeners are going to call us. They're going to tell us some stuff. We're going to talk about some beer culture and have some fun. Before the show, we were tailgating, and I opened up two beers. Look at me, because they were both 12-ounce beers, which we've figured out on this show. 12 ounces of beer is like a shot. It's not really anything.
Tease.
Yeah, it's just like, come on, man.
It's really? An appetizer.
This is all. This is
appetized beer.
Yeah. Yeah, keep working on, workshop that a little more.
Yeah, I'm working on it. It's going to get cleaner.
Beer appetizer.
It needs more work. Surly Brewing Company's Logic Bomb, a juicy pale ale, donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. If you don't know, Surly is, they're in Minnesota. They're out
Minnesota.
There. They got two places in Minnesota. That's what threw me off. They're in Brooklyn Center and Minneapolis. And it was good. Nice beer. And I had that already. And then I'm currently drinking. Where the frick did a can go? Wow.
You slammed it and they crushed it and put it in the recycle.
That's gone. It's out of here.
Ego.
It. So what that first one was called Logic Bomb. Yeah. I feel like that's what a lot of people need is a logic bomb.
Or a common sense bomb.
Yeah. Logic, common sense, bomb.
I'll figure out what I'm drinking right now later.
Dropping knowledge.
Knowledge. Nick, what are you drinking? Where are you tailgating with?
Well, because I got a special delivery this morning, I had more beer than square inches of fridge. Uh-oh. So I pre-tailgated an IPA from New Glarus. New Glarus. Employee-owned New Glarus.
What is that like?
What is that like?
Employee ownership.
Do you go down that
really
road?
Bad. I heard it's really cool.
It ends.
When you get the ESOP bomb dropped on you, do you stay or do you go?
It ends.
Yeah, you go right when you can see that it's not going to be that way forever.
You can see the walls have writing
keep your
on
stock.
Them.
Keep your stock, though.
The walls have writing on them.
Some offshore folks will come and nab that shit up and you'll get to cash out without looking like a jerk.
You have a great brewery here. Thanks. We have lots of money.
Don't worry. We still have enough to buy the Cleveland Browns.
I guess
Simpsons
we are
reference,
always...
anybody? Yeah.
We have... Part of the deal is they have to buy the Browns as well. Stacy, what are you drinking?
I am drinking Yingling.
Oh my gosh.
I know, traditional original amber beer, America's oldest brewery, donated by Wazoo. Thank you so much. I think somebody might have heard me say that I like Yingling, and I do. It checks a lot of boxes for me. A green bottle, of course, is just some kind of nostalgic thing that I love. Yeah, yeah. Breweries of yore.
Some green glass does it for you.
And the other weird tailgate beer I had was this Goodall's mac and cheese that is, if you're hoppy and you know it, IPA-inspired cheesy mac. And I thought it was going to be gross. I really did.
It's a mac and cheese mix that's hop. That's hop.
And so Goodall's is, if nobody's had Goodall's before, have you guys had it?
Nope.
No, didn't know it existed till you had it.
Founded by Wonder Woman herself, Gal Gadot. Okay. In part, founded by her. So if you like hot ladies that own companies and know how to act, get some of this. They really make good stuff. Special. I bought this just because I was like, okay, I love Goodall's and this is just weird. So I'm going to get it. And if you go on Instagram or TikTok, you can see that there are some people that are actually boiling the noodles in beer. I did not do that. Yeah. There's no actual beer in it. Yeah, it was weird. But when I opened up the cheese powder packet, it smelled like straight up Cascade hops, like just, which was really weird. Along with the Parmesan cheese and all this other stuff. But Goodall's is super cool. They make a great product overall, actually. The Twist My Parm and Shella Good are my two favorites. So if you go to Target or Whole Foods, you can find it there. Yeah, but this is online only. Yeah, and I subscribed to their shit, so they texted me and said, "Hey, you seem like a weirdo. Buy some of this beer, Mac."
Hey, we're trying to get rid of this.
Yeah. I thought it was a joke at first.
You are loaded with tattoos? Joke. Yes. You like a hop, Mac?
I figured out the other beer I'm drinking for tailgating is Three Floyds. Barbarian Haze IPA. That's a Wazoo Corvette beer. Three Floyds, man. Very happy to have a Three Floyds. Anytime I can get Three Floyds.
I too had a Three Floyds Zombie Ice. That was my other tailgate beer.
All right. Well, there you go. I think we're all caught up, and it's time for me to do a thing here.
Do the thing.
Are you? Well, let me know when you guys are ready to open that beer.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do it. I'm not saying you have to, but.
Check. Ready.
Be right back.
All right.
Locked in.
Nick, you want to start us off with the culture, breaking culture this week?
Oh, the cannabis company that purchases 8 different craft breweries from
Abibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibibib
Sucks.
Oh, it's Tilray.
This is a cannabis company out of Canada, right? Correct?
Yeah, Tilray, Canadian Cannabis Company.
So they are purchasing
eight different.
Some we've heard of, some we haven't.
Quote unquote, I think the crafty biggest brands. One on the
list is Alpine Beer Company.
Oh, yeah, they had that before, yeah.
What do you mean, who had that before?
Tilray had Alpine before this happened.
Oh, this isn't part of the newest acquisition?
No, they already had Green Flash and Alpine.
Well, then.
And Sweetwater and Montauk.
Montauk.
And then now they bought those eight more different brands.
Oh, I see.
So much buying.
So much buying. So I guess.
So yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm thinking through this.
AB InBev AB InBev sold off eight brands, which were all crafty brands, and to this Tilray Canadian company.
Okay, here's the list of.
Yeah.
So Breckenridge, Shock Top, Blue Point, 10 Barrel, Red Hook. Ooh, Red Hook. Yeah. Does that mean ESB is coming back?
Mm. I hope so. Extra Especial Bitter.
Weedemir, Square Mile, and Highball.
Yeah, man. I'm still not. I think I saw one where the saying that it's like the second highest craft beer ownership company. Is Tilray owning something craft beer still? Is it like, this is what I've been trying to figure out. Nobody's saying it. I've read like 5 different articles on it. Nobody's like, yes, this means that these breweries are now craft. It's still, I mean, I guess it's just how you define it. If you say Tilray owning something isn't big beer, then because they're a cannabis company, then it's like, all right, well, then I guess they're craft, but it's still a big company owning breweries.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know, I have a former colleague from New Belgium that actually works for Tilray, and he was posting all over Instagram how excited he was about this acquisition. Mm-hmm. And like really since the mid, 20 teens, folks were really talking about how the cannabis and craft beer distribution and business was really going to merge together. I think it's happened a little bit more slowly than I expected.
Yeah.
But yeah, a huge company, but also, it's really interesting. And for AB InBev to just dump them off like that is really.
They're like, I think they're halfway through dumping off everything that they bought during the. And this
this craft thing really didn't work out the way we thought it would.
And Tilray's like buying a large percentage of them. Like they're becoming their own weird, bizarre world AB InBev or something. But
yeah.
It at least becomes situational beer where like. Before I wouldn't even touch 10 Barrel. If there's only thing there was 10 Barrel, I'd be like, well, I'm not drinking beer, I guess. But because it's AB InBev. AB InBev is like the there's no situation for brand. But like now, I guess like, well, if the only craftish thing is 10 Barrel, then I guess I can have a 10 Barrel again. And the shock. Shock Top
for all your Red Robin drinking.
You know what? Treat yourself.
Yeah. The Shock Top is bizarre because Shock Top was developed by a Budweiser. Like it's not like there wasn't like a brewery that Budweiser took over. They created it. Like
right. It was a direct creation to combat the Blue Moon handles that were sprouting up everywhere. Yeah. And they were selling barrels for like half the cost.
So they like sold off their own brewery.
you know how proud they are, though? They're just like, hey, we created a craft beer brand that's not a craft beer brand and then sold it off as a craft beer brand, even though it wasn't. Like how fun is that, right?
insert the meme of the woman with all the math, like looking up at all the math.
Exactly. Stroke of genius.
Genius. Now I can finally drink Shock Top. Ah.
You've been missing out on all that citrusy, goodness.
All the orange.
I wish I could put an orange in my beer, but I can't because I don't drink Shock Top. Now I can.
Really. Do you guys remember Snapshot from New Belgium? was like a sour wheat beer.
Oh, no.
And I remember I sold it around town a little bit. And people were like, it's cool if I put an orange with it, right? And I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
You bought the barrel.
Mm. You put all the oranges you want.
Is it going to get you to drink it more? Sure. Put whatever you want in there.
That was one of the worst releases of all time that New Belgium did, because they took this obviously summer beer and released it in the wintertime.
Perfect. Like,
just,
you know what you want in the winter?
Disaster. Yeah. A nice, bright, tart, orangey wheat beer.
So,
chugging it on snow-capped mountains.
I am kind of excited too to maybe have a Red Hook again, I guess.
Now, do we have to wait? Is there a certain time we have to wait to make sure that the old stuff is out of the market?
I think we just got to...
Anything with a date after today.
Yeah, right.
Mm, okay. So you got a good, like, 8 months.
Yeah, it's going to be next year sometime before we can actually drink it. But
I mean, I haven't seen the IRI data on Red
Hook. At this point, if it's in the store, the AB InBev has already made their money. So now it's just the store itself trying to make their money. So might as well start buying it.
So you're saying if you buy it.
Support mom and pops and shit in school.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Support your local store. And shit in school and shit. Support your local school and mom and pops and stuff. Okay.
Yay. Are we supposed to be opening this?
All right. Let's go.
Were we not supposed to have opened it already?
Oh, man.
Nick's like,
Didn't you guys get the outline I sent out earlier today?
I'm really scared. It's 9.3% and it's hazy.
This is Firestone, though.
Leave it in the can and it'll be fine.
This is members only Firestone. Don't look at it.
I love gold.
I can smell it.
Yeah, we're all three drinking the same beer like back in the old days. Yeah. It does smell good out of the can. This is the beer donated to us by the Pint Stuff, Marcus. You can find him on Untappd. I think he's a Firestone member, whatever their Firestone's membership is. He's a member, and he had his package rerouted to us. So this is a member. This is a member package. And I think the Pint Stuff would not mind that I gave one of these to Wazoo. So,
Dank.
Yeah, it is. And there was in their little Firestone box was this the
garbage pail.
What
kids?
The hell?
Yeah.
Shut
taste
up.
Buds.
Yeah, it's a little garbage pail kids box. With it's Taste Buds, and it's two garbage pail kids drinking beers, and they have all kinds of holes because they're garbage pail kids, and the beer's running through, the beer's running through their bodies. So apparently, there's a garbage pail kids.
Mikey, you better hide that.
It's official Topps product. I haven't taken it out of the package yet, so I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm going to.
Oh, lucky.
That's rad.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So apparently Garbage Pail, I guess this looks like a real item. Garbage Pail Kids, and there's a Taste Bud series. And there's looks like there's about 20 different Taste Bud cards you could collect. And this is a series one, bro. So my retirement's set, pretty much. I mean,
man, you just like became a millionaire. Mm-hmm.
I like
finding the ones like that relate to people's names. Like one of my employees, her name's Julie, and I found the Garbage Pail Kid card that says Julie.
Julie.
She was like, "Wow, thanks."
It's cool. It's funny because you drool.
It's funny, right? Get it? Get it?
Get it? Because
that's like you.
Like you. Yeah, I get it. Well, I don't think you do.
You're not laughing. You're not laughing hard enough.
You should be laughing way harder.
Man, yeah, the Garbage Pail Kids 2022 Tops Taste Bud Series 1 worth $45.
Uh-oh.
Millionaire.
Marcus is like, well, wait, what? What did I do?
Yeah.
I'll hold on to it. Don't worry, Marcus. If you need
back. There's some fun ones in there. I like it.
So this beer is a Firestone. I don't know if I'm assuming they're going to be releasing this, but it was in their members packet, so I don't know. But it's Hops for California, a hazy Imperial IPA. And
Hops.
And it's with the CCBA. Is that the California Craft Brewers Association? So, and it's cool. It's a cool label, and it's, I think it's a nice beer. I know you guys aren't in the hazy.
Yeah, I think it's a good representation of what it's supposed to be.
All right.
Very playing the line there. No, it's not bad. It is quite hot, though. I was not expecting it to be, like, really hot on the finish. Because it's hazy, that usually covers up the high alks, but this one's a little bit warm, which I don't mind, actually. I prefer that to, like, overt sweetness with the haze.
You agree with this, Nick?
The haze? Are we talking about the Firestone?
This beer.
I'm trying to find me some Garbage Pail Kids.
He's like, wait.
He's on eBay right now. Bidding.
No, this is hazy AF to me. I don't care for it.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's, yeah, not my preferred style, but I do.
It's
think
got
that
all the pillowy and the
yeah. The I mouth don't that that's what I don't understand. What you guys don't like? I like the pillowy is my favorite part of the hazy IPA experience.
That's your favorite part is when it coats your tongue with clouds and
well, that's soft. It's nice sadness. And soft.
Yeah. It? Are you a side sleeper, stomach sleeper, back sleeper?
I'm a,
like what?
I'm talking a about pillows. Side and stomach. Is that what? Does that mean?
Yeah. I like hazy. That makes sense.
Left side stomach, to be specific.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, that's a good beer.
It all makes sense.
This all makes sense. These 522 episodes finally make sense. Yeah, so I guess we can drink these 8 brands again, sort of, kind of.
So Weed Boss is okay, sorry. Huh?
There's a plane and an emergency right now. Yeah. Any more you want to say about this AB InBev selling more? Trying to get rid of everything they did, basically trying to hit the reset button on their craft experience. they're
ship's going down.
They're just like completely.
Help.
And then we forgot to talk about this last week, but they laid off a ton of workers, AB InBev, before this, mm-hmm. right? So what's
all the
going
craft,
on?
Wait a minute. Brand managers.
Yeah.
So they're running a national commercial touting how many people it takes to make the beer, yet they're laying people off.
Yeah. That sounds like an AB InBev kind of company.
Well, yeah. Only the people who were involved with the craft beer stuff got laid off. Not the Beechwood aged.
Not the Beechwood aging department.
Yeah. They're all cool. They're fine.
I did notice in this deal though that all the breweries are part of the deal. So the actual breweries and everything are in this. So hopefully this like continues. The employees are gonna be folded in, and there won't be any. Hopefully, no like.
Layoffs.
Jettisoning the people that work there now.
Yeah, I mean, there's always some shakeout and fallout, but hopefully, most people remain stable. But you know, listen to me, AB and Bev. Just like brass, shit comes back into style, and you're gonna want to buy them back. So I'll see you in a decade.
You're gonna have to pay more money.
You're like, oh, we shouldn't have sold it. We should have just retired it and then brought it back.
I think I like brass now. Look at that. It looks pretty cool. I think I like. I think I like chrome. Oh, I think I like gold now. Yeah. What is that with that? I've never been able to figure that out. Like something that looks ridiculous 10 years ago. Now you're just like, man, yeah, I think that's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just some kind of human nature.
Humans, man.
It is.
Half nostalgia, half no more new ideas.
Yeah. So why does 80s stuff look so cool right now? I want to get some cat shit outfits. You want to remember that brand? Well, cat shit.
So part of it is you can now afford all the 80s shit you could never afford back then.
That's a lot of it.
So
now I can get it.
Now you can get it.
Other people,
and then now
more
you
successful people
your kids.
can do that, but I still can't. But
and kids have like a 30-year retrograde to whatever generation they adapt it, whatever style was 30 years from their existence.
Yeah.
No, like my kid totally bringing grunge back, like sitting there going like, hey, have you ever heard of Pearl Jam and all this other shit?
Oh,
I'm like,
I'm waiting for that.
They sucked then. No, Pearl Jam.
I'm
sorry,
waiting.
I'm
waiting.
Pearl Jam fans.
That's there. All we have left. We have to rap Eddie better. He's the last.
I'm waiting for my kid to do that. But there's no rock. Like nobody's into rock music still. Like I'm waiting for like rock music, this generation to be like, hey, have you guys heard of rock music? It's not happening.
Like this.
It's happening in my house, not in your house.
No,
I don't know how long ago this was now, but a friend of mine, whenever Metallica came to Fresno to the Save Mart Center, and a friend of mine went and saw them, and he was like, "Dude, it was so fucking rad! It was so rad! It was so cool!"
So
and they started talking about their fucking grandkids.
So cool. My grandkid. This one goes out to my granddaughter.
And I said, that's why I didn't go. Because I want to remember how it was, not how it is.
I want to remember them being drunk on stage and assuming that they went backstage and did a lot of cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Not talking about, my granddaughter's right off stage. Everybody, look.
She's like 30, you know?
Like, wow.
Yay, Gramps. You're doing so good.
Great, Gramps. So
good. Yeah.
Are you okay? Do you
like
need
the
anything
Simpsons.
Out there,
they
Gramps?
Damn
it. Stacey, sorry.
Anyway, what's my rant about?
What else is going on, Nick? Do you have any other things you'd like to discuss?
So I took a little road trip over the weekend. I closed my tab. Son of a biosh.
Oh, did you forget to close your tab? Is your card still at the bar?
Close my tab.
And you forgot where you went.
Your card still at the
bar?
So
we were...
And you're trying to call the... Isn't that... Wait,
countryside.
Sorry, Nick. I have a tangent. Do you have a...
Okay.
Isn't that the worst when you forget your card? You pretty much think you forgot your card at the bar, and it's like 11 a.m., and you're just like, I got to get my card. And but of course, the bar is not, there's nobody there. And you're just calling the bar. Yeah. Like, fuck, somebody pick up at the bar at 11:30 in the morning. Because I have my card there. Like, Stacy, that had to have happened many a time.
So my favorite thing at Gold's was the fact that people would leave reviews saying, I tried calling the phone number and it just rang and rang and rang. Well, that wasn't a real number, y'all. Like, just, hey, I don't know where that number went to, but not to us.
You guys just put a fake number
coming
in
at 3 p.m. and you can get your fucking card, but you're dialing this like 227 number that doesn't go.
I called you at 9:30 a.m. and no one picked up.
I mean, I'm sure there was somewhere in there, there was a phone jack that I could have put a landline against and it would have rang.
You just forgot to plug a phone in.
Yeah, we just, it just rang and rang and rang and rang. Like somebody left a review one time saying like, I let it ring like 35 times. And I'm like, didn't bother me.
We had no idea.
I didn't hear shit. Yeah. Want to get my attention, make the alarm go off. That'll wake me up.
Yeah. That went break to a window.
Yeah, don't call the number.
All right, sorry,
Even to this day, it's not connected.
Well, I'll call it right now. What's the number? I'll call it.
That was a good one. I hadn't thought about that in a minute. I would laugh so hard at those reviews. I'm like, sucker. Who sits on the phone for 35 rings?
I forgot my card there, and they were not there in the morning to accommodate me. So I called.
Yeah. We just went to bed.
Don't you open at 8 like every other normal business?
Yeah. No. I was there at 8 a.m. outside.
We do not sell groceries.
We are a bar. I mean, we're not a dive bar that opens at 6 a.m.
So sorry, Nick. You went to Livermore?
Yeah, we're not the Brig.
I'm at the Brig now.
6:01 a.m.
We're only open. Closed 4 hours a day, the Brig.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Between 2 and 6.
The people that left at 1:59 a.m. have still been sitting there in the parking lot for 4 hours.
Yeah, bring your own sleeping bag. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Cots.
Hey, you got any good breakfast beers? The same beers we had 4 hours ago, Hal. All right.
Oh, my God. Well, these hot dogs have been in this water for a few days, but I'm sure they're
good
fine.
To me. Oh. Put some eggs. Put some, yeah, you scrambled eggs back there. Put some eggs on it.
No.
Yeah. Life is
breakfast
good.
At the Brig just sounds like
breakfast at the Brig.
Level of
that's
hell.
A new City of Fresno day. Breakfast at the Brig. Come meet all your Fresno beer celebrities for breakfast at the Brig.
You know what? I'm gonna leave some reviews saying that their breakfast is amazing.
Oh no!
You gotta go to the Brig. By the way, no non-Fresno listeners, the Brig is a famous dive bar in Fresno. Just let you know. That is, as you might have guessed, is open from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. every day.
Every day.
But yes. My mom actually, true story, met her third ex-husband there.
Everybody's met their third ex-husband at the Brig.
That's a loaded potato.
Yep. Thank goodness he's an ex now, but yeah, that's where she met him.
I'm just thinking they had one hell of a good time that night at the Brig. Like they had
so good,
fucking good time.
Things look so different.
It's your mom, so I don't want to mention anything that happened in the parking lot. But they had a great time at the Brig.
Apparently, I mean, obviously, you know, it led to, you know. Holy matrimony. So
yeah.
Man, that is an epic night at the Brig.
When I tell people that story, they're just like, no shit. I'm like, I would not tell this story if it was not true.
There's no way I'd want really this story out there. If it was, this is not a story you lie about.
No, because it's embarrassing, even when you're not the person.
Nick, I'm sorry. I did a deep tangent. Well, you were up north. And
I'm learning things I never thought I'd learn.
Stacy's forthcoming. We're not used to forthcoming on this show. Between Matt, Nick, and myself, we pretty much give you no information at all.
Yep, zero.
So
it's nice to have
somebody that actually tells things.
I don't want to be mysterious.
Podcast. Yeah. Tell things.
You're,
say
tell
things.
Stories. Wait, what?
What?
No.
Yeah, it can be like the, you know, landmarks of Fresno, and people be like, "Oh, there's the Brig. Yeah. Where's Stacy's mom?"
Oh well, if we, I was even thinking about this today. If we ever host a radar palooza, if we're ever cool enough to host a radar palooza, like we are gonna have to do like a tour of all the the highly mentioned things on the show. Like right. there will have to be a day where like, all right, we're going a tour today. Everyone, because I was thinking about the market and like, okay, like everyone huddle up here and we, oh, and I'm like, okay, here are the two inns at the market we always talk about. Now here's the singles. Here's now over here. Here's the camera. Remember Rad? Remember that episode Rad Stacy talked Dance. About the camera? There it is right there above the beer doors. There it is. Now, we're going to give you 15 minutes to look around and maybe buy yourself a beer, and then the bus will be leaving. So there you go.
You'd be like, wow, this is great. Wow,
this is really the market that you always talk about. What's going on, Ryan, Stacey? I am
so down for that.
All right. One day.
Yeah, one day. One day.
I'm not saying and
it won't look like the video I posted on. The group of the fake landmarks of Fresno. Fresno International Airport does not actually look like that, guys.
It's what?
We have a cool
a little bit lamer than you'd imagine.
Well, we have a cool airport. Don't mess with our airport, Red Stacey.
Yeah, it's all right.
Don't
it's the only one we've got. Careful. We have Chandler.
Hey.
Oh yeah. Don't knock Chandler.
You're on a podcast with the president. Don't you know,
hey and
you
Chandler, have you eaten out there?
Oh, I need to do that. Is it
Come
good?
Come on, good Chinese food.
The Chandler Airport has Chinese food? I thought it was like a
diner it's American
place,
and so. Chinese food. You can get breakfast and then there's Chinese food from like 11 to 4 or whatever.
The one of the shooting locations of Indiana Jones 4, the Crystal Skull. So there you go. That restaurant can be seen in the background of a 3 second shot in Crystal Skull.
If you slow it way down, you can extend it to about 6.5 seconds.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Wow, that's a good one.
There he comes. Couldn't get an intro in there, but man.
That was real. That was real world. That's what she said.
So. I'm back, everybody.
What happened up north, Nick?
This has been 15 talks in me.
15 minutes ago, we were trying to get to where Nick went up north.
Yeah, where'd you go? Livermore?
Living room. Living room.
There's a lot of living towns up north. I live in living
room. Much like Greenland. Don't expect what it sounds like.
Yeah. Nobody's living it. Nobody lives in Livingstone.
Liver more. Liver less more. Is what I say.
I live less.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I like that.
Let's call the show that. Liver more, probably liver less.
Their version of Frez, yes. That's what I was going for.
Love it.
I don't care anymore. This is not fun now.
Oh, that's
maybe to you.
Please don't leave that kind of review on iTunes.
One star.
I don't care anymore. This is not fun.
Oh my gosh, we were driving through the countryside of Livermore.
Picturesque. I'm there.
Well, okay. So apparently, in Livermore, there's like this, like. High level security classified like national laboratory up there.
What?
Lawrence Livermore.
Wait, lavatory or laboratory?
Laboratory.
Oh, okay. I did hear lavatory as well. I was like, wow, is this like a cutting edge lavatory that only the government can use?
Like a golden throne?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It sucks as it cuts.
Wow. Now we're talking. We're figuring out all of life's problems. I hope the Biden administration listens to this show because they could.
It sure does suck. Holy shit. That actually brought some tears out. That was good. Wow. It sucks as it cuts. All right.
It sucks as it cuts.
At the highly secure laboratory.
Where are we? Is this a skit from I Think You Should Leave Now? What's going on?
I'm broken, guys. I can't go on.
We broke Nick.
Oh,
finally.
God.
Took 522 episodes. You finally broke Nick.
I'm broken. Okay.
Continue, Nick.
Anyways, I've never been to Livermore before, so this is all new to me. Right. Libertine. I've never been to Libertine before.
What? I've been to Libertine.
So we're driving, and I did not expect the wineries out there. There's a lot of wineries.
Oh, yeah.
In that area. And as we come around the bend, a la Creedence Clearwater, there's hops in the air, and I'm like, "What? Oh, that's weird. What the hell is going on here?" So there is a place in Livermore called Homegrown Hops, and they're a hop farm that brews their own beer.
Nice.
If you could imagine that.
Who do they think? They
I did
are?
Not get to stop there, but I do want to go back. But I did not expect to see a hop farm in the middle of that part of California.
Yeah, that is kind of
I want to know how they're doing it.
How you do this? Just go
how
on
you
this.
Do this.
How
you do
Tell
this?
Me about your sustainability footprint.
Well, yeah, and like their climate
yeah,
is very much
get,
like ours.
Where'd you get
that? Livermore
where'd
matches
you get the water?
Our temperature. Yeah. You know, it's not like they have some exclusive, like, cool, you know, tepid
right.
temperatures all the time.
We have that one hop farm. Somewhere here.
We do?
Here. Yeah.
Here?
I have a hat from there. From there's a place somewhere around here that grows hops somehow.
Interestante. All right. They have good reviews. This Homegrown Hops Brewing.
Do they?
If they don't grow Citra or Mosaic, then they don't count as a hop.
They grow Fresno 62.
Okay, okay.
That's no, I'm just making shit up.
Oh, damn. I thought it was something.
Yeah, they have beers called Primitive Pale Ale, Six Shooter IPA, Seltzer.
They got a Seltzer.
Guys.
It's a Seltzer.
Rhinestone Wheat. Ooh, Midnight Amber. Bold caramel
that? Is
flavor.
That a dark
accompanied
amber?
By delicate notes of biscuit. Risk it for the biscuit.
I'm getting lots of biscuit.
We haven't regretted it.
Oh, they've got one for you, Mikey. Hop Along Hazy.
Good.
Oh, and Blonde Bronco. See if
does
you can
he have a,
stay on.
Does he have a
seconds.
Producer's?
Sorry, what?
Blonde Bronco. No, nothing. I had a bit started, and I realized it was not at all a bit, and I backed out. Now you're trying to call me out on it. Now,
sorry.
Abort.
Yeah.
Abort.
Oh, looks like they sell food there. There's got some pictures of some really good looking tacos. I don't know if you can see. Can you see these tacos?
Oh yeah, I see your tacos.
That's too much. Yep. Too much going on.
There's a lot going
Nick,
on with the
come
taco.
Come on, you're not supposed to look, Nick.
I didn't say that.
You're not supposed to look.
Oh, that was a trick? Did she trick me?
She just tricked you. She's all, look at my taco, and you'll look.
Yeah, look over here.
Womp, womp. Vendor market. Dance lessons. Ooh, they do line dance out there. We got to go, guys.
Yes.
That's it.
Join
us for
really
some music and line dancing.
I
can
never
enjoy some free lessons.
Load up the
purple. Oh, you're going to learn some lessons.
Did the people that line dance, did they just like lock into that like quickly or did they work on it a lot? Because whenever I find myself in Jim's place and they start line dancing, I cannot keep up with that shit. I'm like, this is way too intricate. How is this happening?
Yeah, I've seen lots of line dancing at the Moose Lodge in Pismo. And it seems like folks just kind of take to it. And if you're new to it, like the older folks, like ladies or gentlemen, will just take you on as their student and be like, no, 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 we're going to slow it down. Now you just hang with me and I'll show you what to do. And then
I'm the hot young guy to these old ladies. They'll
you're
take
just
me on.
Boot scooting boogieing without even knowing what's up.
They're like, come here.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you like hazies? I was like, I do like hazies. because like some at some point, somebody told them like, "Oh, this generation, you just got to mention hazy beers," and they'll be like, "Oh, get all excited."
Hey, on their website, this Homegrown Hops, you can reserve the homegrown trolley and enjoy your own private area.
Like, hey, when I am at a hop farm, yeah. I need to be in a private area. Like that.
$175 an hour. Now that is private area.
That has been my number one complaint about craft beer this whole time. Is when I go and visit a hop farm, I'm having to mix with all these fucking regular people. I need to get me in a private room, private area where I could just privately enjoy the hop plants. Like, this is my area. And then if some rando comes near my arm, like, "Hey, this is a private hop area, pal."
No, Louis just barked at that. And they have a bocce ball court.
Oh yeah. But that's where I mix with the public people.
Yeah, on the bocce ball.
The bocce ball.
I challenge you to a game of bocce ball, and then bocce I go ball. Back to my private trolley.
Don't think you're invited to my private trolley.
I will judge you from my trolley.
This is my trolley.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of power lines all around it. I'm like, you want $175 an hour? I need to go see this.
There's a bunch of power lines.
I have questions.
It's a lot of.
I have questions. I'm sure it's great.
All right.
Wonderful.
What else happened up there, Nick? You saw a hop farm. You're like, what?
Yeah, I did not make it to Hop Grenade. So spoiler, been caught. I know, so close, but I was outvoted. The rest of the island wanted pizza.
You're like, wait, but beer bar, beer bar.
Yeah,
the Hop Grenade, where the session is recorded.
They don't have a very diverse menu. It's all pub food. So they were like, nah.
I'm like, nah. I've been there, man. I hear you.
You want the fried cheese curds or the fried cheese sticks?
I respect that you tried. I wouldn't have even tried. I would have just been like, no, they're not gonna go for
it. Would you like 12 pieces of mozzarella? No. How about if we deep fried them and serve them with marinara? Oh, then yes, please.
I am not made of stone.
Like, come on, man.
I have no culture myself
today.
So, you know, I asked all my cultural questions last week.
Yeah. Maybe the listeners will call, but we're still trying to figure out where craft beer goes from here.
Yeah. Where does craft beer go? And especially with what Nick just brought up with the whole Tilray thing.
Yeah. Tilray is our new, as our new god now. Tilray. We pray to Tilray now. Like,
pray
Tilray, please.
To Tilray.
Now Tilray's taking requests on which brewery you would like them to buy now. Like, could you buy back Elysian? They didn't buy ABM Bev still has Elysian. Can somebody buy Elysian? I'd like to have Elysian back in the fold.
Oh, they didn't cut Elysian loose.
Yeah, I think Elysian is probably still doing pretty well segment-wise for them, like chain-wise. But I don't know. Like I said, I would have to... Maybe I could ask around some of my industry locals that get that data.
Like, hey, is there any buzz about somebody... can we get Elysian away from ABM Bev?
Maybe they're going to sell Elysian back to New Belgium.
And then New Belgium's like, all right, we'll sell. Then New Belgium's going to be like, all right, we'll sell back to our former employees.
Right.
And then you guys are like, all right, we'll do it. I'll put in $20.
Yeah. I mean, Dick Cantwell is actively working for New Belgium still with Kim. And, you know, it would make sense. Like, see if we can get Elysian.
Wait, how does Dick Cantwell feel about that? He's working for... He's working for a big company.
Yeah, but he started doing his shit there like way before the buyout, and I think he just got comfy. He doesn't care. He's like loaded.
Loaded.
Is it me or is Mikey's camera is like frozen? Is it just me?
I only see you right now.
I can see my camera. That's great.
Mikey's fine.
Okay. It's just me then.
You don't want to see what's going on over here, Rad Stacey.
Whatever.
It's a whole lot of the same crap.
He had to switch over to the live auction for the Garbage Pail Kids.
I'm over on eBay right now. I'm like 1 minute away. I'm gonna win this. Some bastard doesn't come swoop in the last 30 seconds. I'll be good.
And I will say this isn't necessarily like culture wise, but I would like to thank everybody who is kind of culturally. Thank everyone who's texted me on shit to go see while I'm in Nashville.
Oh, good.
There's lots of cultural beers to go see.
Got some recos.
Poppy Libations has bought a plane ticket from Florida to Nashville to come hang out with me.
What
the damn
Poppy
hell?
Libations.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
How awesome is Poppy Libations? Why does she continue to be awesome? What the hell, man?
She was like, I'm just going to tell Hoppy husband that I'm doing this. And I was like, okay. And then, she's like, I'm getting a rental car too. And because I told her I didn't have one. So I've got a ride. And
holy crap.
Someone to hang out with.
I want to be Hoppy Libations.
Yeah.
I want to be as cool as Hoppy Libations.
I know. Super fun.
Dang. And then you guys can trade mom stories. Like,
we're going to have like, you know, there's Radar Palooza. We're going to have like Mom Palooza.
Yeah, Mom Palooza.
Hoppy Mom Palooza in Nashville. It's going like, to be good.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, I like being a mom. You're like, I like being a mom too. Oh my God, we're best friends now.
And I'll say, let's cut the bullshit. How do you really feel?
Right.
All right, I hate it.
Get drunk.
No, I like it. It's
I wish I could get drunk every night, but I can't. My kids are going to be responsible.
Oh, my God. It's been my 15-year struggle. My kiddo's in South Dakota right now, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
That is a place that's not here at all.
Yeah, I got a picture and video of her riding around with my dad on his Indian motorcycle around Mount Rushmore. And if that is not the most like patriotic fucking shit that you can think of.
I am a real American. Yeah. Fight for the right of every man. That's what was playing while they were riding around. Just so you know.
Probably. Will you talk about beer and tell me you're
driving? Ooh, well, that was a crazy culture segment. I don't know if that was good or not. I just still don't know.
I think it was good.
All right.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Culture segment for episode 522, 10 out of 10. We like the listeners to participate in the show. You can do that in several ways. You can call our old school voicemail line. You can even prank call it. You know, like we did in the 80s where you prank called and they didn't know what number you called from. They had no idea what you did. You just opened the phone book and said, there we go, Joe Schmo, you're getting called from us, and we're going to ask you some weird shit, and we're going to do it for a half an hour, and you're going to get really annoyed. Well,
Star 67, they still won't know that you're calling. Just hit star 67 before you dial.
There you go. Well, yeah, now you can still do it. Get your landline out, plug your phone in. Just in case nobody's, if you're worried about somebody calling because they forgot their credit card, your business, don't worry about it. You can just, maybe if you don't have call waiting, they'll just get a busy signal the whole time. Don't worry about it. 559-492-0542. Call that line. It is a real phone number that you could call. You could even text that number and tell us some stuff, or you can email a voicemail to us, or just write an email using your keyboard on your phone and or computer. PerfectPoorPodcast@gmail.com. We only ask that you just keep it tight and don't go over 2 calls. These are the rules. I don't make the voicemail rules.
Wait, who makes the rules?
I don't know. The podcast conglomerate.
The podcast always
speaks of the rules, so I figured you're the one making them.
I mean, you don't even want to see the contract I signed back in the late 1990s for this podcasting thing to work.
From a typewriter.
Yep. A word processor, Rad Stacey.
Oh shit. Remember word processors?
Yeah.
I do.
You're like, yep, I do remember word processors. And of course, this has been working the whole time. And then right now, it's
until meow.
Until meow. Oh my god, what a piece of shit.
I heard something. Hey guys.
Nah, don't worry about that. That's not real.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Hey guys. Are you guys two idiots?
Who's that guy?
Just calling in. I have 2 questions. Pittsburgh Tom here.
Pittsburgh Tom. Just
calling in. I have 2 questions for you guys. One question regarding your YouTube channel that you have where you post your podcast on YouTube, which I like to give it a
incredible
watch, get you some views there. But what are your plans for that?
Oh my god. What are your plans for being an idiot, Mike C?
Jesus.
He got real buzzy.
Yeah, I know.
The electrocutions.
The bees! So bees! Hold
on. Bees!
Don't kill the bees.
Bees!
Just remove
nice
them.
Reference,
them.
Rad Stacey. That was a Nicolas Cage reference. I got it. Hold on. I'm getting there. Just give me a second.
It's the bees, damn it.
The bees! The bees, man.
Oh, man.
For that, are you going to plan on eventually doing a video stream, like when you're podcasting, like maybe have a camera there and video the podcast? I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah,
for YouTube.
I
watch
to do
YouTube
our makeup
on TV, so yeah. I watch all my
I'd have to do my makeup
every day or week or whatever.
I got to look pretty.
I just want to know if you had any future plans to expand the YouTube channel at all. And then question number 2, I'm starting a bottle share group in Pittsburgh on the west side of the city. That's more where I live. I have a little Facebook group. The people have joined or induced a bottle share. So I want to see, do you guys or anybody, any listeners belong to a bottle share group or maybe go like monthly and meet at a brewery or something and everybody bring a big bottle or like 2 16-ounce cans and share with everybody? Anybody belong to something like that? And if you do, any tips for me, my group? All right, I think that's all I got. I will talk to you guys later. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. I'm just laughing at the way that got played. They keep up with the work.
I'm like, what is happening?
I find all kinds of levels of audio mishaps that no other podcaster can find. So, you know, I'm kind of a big deal in the shitty podcaster game. I don't know because I grew up with like when I love radio and I love listening to live radio and having morning show personalities that you like or whatever, 100% of the time when you saw that DJ's face, it was always a disappointment. It was never like, wow, way better than I thought. Never, 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 never. That has never happened in the history of radio. When you saw the guys on the billboard, you're like, holy shit, they look way cooler than I thought in my head. So why do you, that's basically why I don't want our live feed all, like, it's up there. There's versions of it up there. It's not like completely.
You can wear
dark.
A mask.
Yeah, I'll just wear a mask the whole time. But like, really, like, search back into your childhood. Was there ever a time when you saw the person, a picture of the person from the radio? You're like, whoa, hey now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Come to think of it.
It's never happened. So I
from
know
the radio, no.
I guarantee this would be the same thing. So it's all right. It's an audio format podcasting, guys. And YouTube has ruined it. YouTube has ruined it. But we're still on YouTube.
Did you want to share anything on Bottle Share?
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I feel like you got passionate about the anti-YouTube thing.
I completely
had a second question.
Yeah, completely tangented myself and like unnecessarily got ranty about YouTube.
So I will say that I have never been part of a regular bottle share, but I've definitely been to some bottle shares. And I would say the ones that were really good were the ones that were hosted by and also had groups of folks that were coming in, not just getting to get, you know, getting hammered,
yeah.
Which can happen.
I'm here to get hammered.
Anyways, but you want to have a good mix of people with a lot of different tastes who are going to bring something really special each time. So not just like, I was on my way here and I stopped at Target really quick and got this ballast point, you know, just make sure you're steering clear of those fuckers. And if you have anyone that has just like a really cool beer arsenal, beer archive, that's got some, you know, some sours and some barrel aged stuff and then some brand new one-off IPAs or whatever, I think you'll have a really good time. And make sure that somebody like that, either you yourself, if you're the host of it, or other people that you're hosting, you know, maybe co-hosting with, that they've got some information on the breweries. I just think that beer history is really important for bottle share
knowledge
situations. And so that just kind of adds this other facet to the experience, not just like, yeah, I tried this thing and then I can't remember what it was. But if there's a story behind it, it makes it that much cooler.
There you go. You got to. So I just can't invite 10 IPA bros and have a good time.
I mean, sure, but then that's your IPA can share. That's fine.
Yeah.
If you want to do that, it's cool.
I brought this IPA. I brought this IPA. Whoa. I brought another IPA, bro. Yeah.
And then invite some home brewers so you can really get a good grasp on off flavors so all you can know what to avoid in the future.
Are you saying that all homebrew has off flavors? Or like, if you want to know what off flavors are, try some homebrew.
Invite some homebrewers. Make sure that they're using hose water and Home Depot buckets.
Make sure they're using their water out of their hose. And it'll be great.
And if they're wearing socks with their Birkenstocks.
Yeah, Birkenstocks, socks. No, that's bad.
They're
flip-flops and they're in socks and they got flip-flops. That's bad. It's not going to work.
What's wrong with that?
Birkenstocks.
Well, nothing, perfect. Nick. Nothing at all.
Can I try your homebrew?
That's great. How's your homebrew?
Yes, you can.
Can I please try? Yeah, that's Rad Stacy's new t-shirt is. Can I please try your homebrew?
That's right. There's a little bit of me in every carboy.
Whoa.
Hey, guys. Paul.
Hi, Paul.
I'm calling you with a BevMo parking lot report.
BevMo parking lot report.
No.
I've been to BevMo twice in the last 2 days. I'm not sure why.
What's going on? You having a Super Bowl party?
Fermenting a lot of stuff, making kombucha and various fruit wines with a bunch of stuff that I've been harvesting. And I used the Swing Top bottles, and I got.
Are you gonna try his homebrew?
All the Swing Top bottles I have are all sold up. So yesterday I went into Bevmo and I bought a 4-pack of Grolsch.
Is Booch.
Been a long time since I've had Grolsch, but
Grolsch.
I figured Dave I could Grolsch. Drink them. I mean, I know Grolsch wasn't fantastic, but I figure you know I could take four for the team. But man, I cracked one of those open and one sip, and I was it's like down the drain. So I took all four Grolsches and dumped them down the drain because guess what? It's cheaper to buy a 4-pack of Grolsch than it is to buy four brand new Swing Top bottles. So it was, even though it's a real shame to dump four perfectly good, well, not perfectly good beers down the drain. I'm sure there's somebody out there
fertilize
that
your garden
them,
with it.
But that's what I did. So now I have four good bottles. Anyway, Bevmo is getting weirder. You know, they now that they're like
pretty weird, guys.
Grocery items, they seem to have less.
You're the one buying Grolsch for your booch out there,
and that's disappointing. And they have this weird thing where they take your driver's license. They scan everybody's driver's license, regardless of your age.
Yeah,
which is kind of weird. Anyway, that's my Bevmo parking lot report. It's hot. Got to go home. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Keep up the good work.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
We will. As if there's only one.
I want to see all of your SCOBY layers. If you're making booch and stuff, I want to see your SCOBY layers. Yeah, I want to see how white they are, and then I'll try it. If they're nice and white and layery and flimsy, I'm into it.
That's
I'll try
what
it.
I, that's what
even
I
if
say.
It's in a weird Grolsch bottle.
Yeah, I'm always. That's the same thing I say to all the.
Yeah, let me see your SCOBY.
Yeah, let me see your SCOBY, bro.
Show me your SCOBY.
Show me your SCOBY.
Show me your SCOBY.
Well, there's another T-shirt. Show me your SCOBY.
Show me your SCOBY cake.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
Kind of looks like a urinal cake, like a urinal pad that you put.
Tasty.
Down.
I bet it smells delicious.
Great.
Yeah. Now people are gonna think like, oh my god, it's making so much sense. Every time I've had booch, it tastes a little bit like urinal cake.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mystery solved.
It is good for you guys. Aww. I like kombucha.
Damn. If I had known you were going to be in Concord on Sunday.
Concord.
And I didn't have to work, I would have
wasn't
been
me.
Over there.
I wasn't there.
Your epic 63 convertible.
Man.
Oh Nick.
You know, it's frustrating. But living in the Bay Area is frustrating because I have so many friends that live geographically so close to me, and yet it's so challenging to ever
see anybody.
So far
away. So far away.
For example, Psycho Bear is always inviting me, graciously inviting me to all kinds of get-its and bottle shares.
Lots of get-its.
And I can never make it, even though it's usually pretty freaking close to me.
Mm.
Anyway. Sorry, Mr. Karnick, and you. And
next
time you're in Concord, drop me a line, bro. All right. Keep up the good work, guys. Cheers. Bye.
Sorry I missed you, but my aim is getting better. Sorry.
Aw, Paul.
Are you, though?
Paul missed Nick.
Damn it. That would have blown my mind to be like, hey, man. Like, he walks up by me like, hey, man.
Hey, like, man.
Oh, who are you? Who are you?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Almost.
He's like, keep up the good work. And I'm like, you too.
You too.
You're like, shit.
And that would have been the interaction.
Yeah. Enjoy your meal. You too. Oh, no. That's not.
And guys, can you hear me? Driving! So, hey, I didn't think I was so far behind, but it turns out I am a big, fat, hairy, pimple-covered beehive. I'm like at least two episodes behind.
That's way behind.
I thought I was like maybe one. Mind. Like, so, I think I'm halfway through or a little over halfway through, not the latest episode, and right now it's August 6th, Sunday, but the one episode before whatever the latest episode would have been. I think. Not sure. So it's really important not only to check your dates on your beer, but check your dates on the podcast. Because I noticed there's a date on the podcast, and that's when it dawned on me. I'm like,
we're getting old, Skybee.
Is this podcast fresh?
It was like June something or July something.
Oh, no. Only listen to fresh.
July something. And I'm like, in August, I'm like, oh, crap. I haven't been listening. Well, anyway, the only thing I really have to contribute is on the show that I've been listening to, which is, I don't think it's the latest, I think it's the second to the latest, talking about somebody gave you a milkshake IPA.
Oh my God.
So
yeah.
The thing I noticed about milkshake IPAs is they're all hazy, right? Has anyone seen or had or even heard of a milkshake IPA that was
they
a
bring
clear
the boys
West
to the yard.
Coast? Milkshake IPA?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a thing.
I think maybe you should make
let
it,
me know
Scotty
if,
B.
If you discovered something like that.
I think I would like
I know
it.
I said that's all I had to contribute, but I'm adding something. It's an add-on. God. Also, nobody answered my question several weeks ago. Do you like pina colada? Before I contribute to the show something I make that's pina colada, all three of you have to like it. I'm not going to give something that
no guarantees,
one of you does
my man.
Like.
Good luck
so
with that.
If you don't like it, that's fine. I'm making well, some other stuff it. Too. And I can give you some commercial beer too. I should contribute to the show. I'll come up with something.
Scotty.
But have to long story that. Short, Rupert Holmes, do you like pina colada? Getting caught in the rain, health food, yoga, whatever.
Yeah. I'm into yoga.
And
I
have
about to run out of time. Keep up.
Hey, it's a miracle.
Driving.
Let Scotty B turn left, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Do you like making love at midnight in the dunes?
Only at midnight. That's my thing. Only at midnight.
Nobody likes having sex in the sand, Rupert.
No, that's
nobody.
A lot. Of, yeah.
Guarantee it.
That's a lot of sand. It gets everywhere. Yeah. And the in the words of Anakin Skywalker, it's coarse. It gets everywhere. It's not good.
Yeah, especially in Cambria, it's like Lego sand. It's really going to fuck shit up.
This damn Cambria sand. Oh!
That is some pretty jacked up sand, yeah.
You guys, how I became
there,
sterile.
Now there's a review. Oh, that's like a nice little short story from Rad Stacy. How I became sterile. My weekend and
cereal.
All I gotta say is don't make bacon in Cambria.
Wow. I don't know if I get that reference, but I like it.
Okay.
Wow.
Bacon.
Wow. For those Louis fans out there, Louis barking at something, and I don't know what it is, and I'm not going to take care of it, so it's fine.
You know what? You're probably your life is being saved right now, though.
Yeah, Louis saving, from some from some cat. My life is being saved from a cat walking by. Thank you, Louis.
You don't know.
Thank you, Louis, for alerting us to the cat that's our cat walking by. Thanks, Louis.
Woo, woo. Do you guys know that's a cat right there? Woo, 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 woo.
I thought it was just a series of hey's, like, hey,
yeah,
hey, hey.
Pretty much.
Hey, 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 hey,
hey,
hey,
hey. Yeah. Hey, attention to me.
That's a cat right there. Hello. Hey.
Go.
New beer entering the show.
Oh, man, I'm still nursing this.
Nope. No nursing on this show, Rad Stacy. You got to drink it fast. Zero nursing. We abide no nursing.
Does anyone else think the bear looks kind of fat on this can?
She's referring to the Firestone Walker like, beer.
Yeah, he's a little chunker.
He needs to maybe get on the treadmill.
He just got out of his hibernation and he's like, oh, fuck, now I gotta fight a lion. Oh, God.
He still has his bear plug. If you don't know what that is, look it up.
I'm not gonna look
bear
that
plug.
Up.
It's a little like pellicle that forms over their butthole while they're hibernating.
Jeez. Ah, jeez. The world's a glorious place.
Wonderful.
Way to go, God. Way to give us a beautiful place.
Hey, it protects, like, you know, like cockroaches from getting in there while they sleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
At some point in human history, like, bears were getting cockroaches up their ass, and God's assistant was like, well, what do we do about this? This isn't cool, right? He's like, but yeah, you know what?
Nature is beautiful. It's beautiful.
Let's give bears a butt plug of some sort. Really, God? And he's like, yeah.
I guess it's not really a plug. It's more of a cover. It's a bear cover. It's like saran wrap for their butt.
It's like an eye patch.
Yeah.
This is a really 520. 522 is a really weird ass fucking episode.
You've learned a lot, though.
Slugger Knot.
This far, you've learned a lot.
Slugger Knot IPA from Slice Beer Company. It's given to the show by Wazoo Corbett. It's a West Coast IPA. It's there's a hop on the cover, and he's got a baseball bat, and he's called the Dinks Pat, and he's called the Dink Slambino, a reference to Babe Ruth. And I'm gonna drink my dank West Coast and enjoy some more voicemails.
Yo, should you be here, Mikey, Nick, Rat, Stacy? How you homies doing? Check it out. I heard the show. I get it, Mikey. I get it. But check it out, homie.
Yeah. Where's my stickers?
Can you guess what that is?
Ooh, that sounds like stickers.
Close
on a table.
Yeah, that's some Chew Your Beer stickers, homie. Ooh. They're on their way to Fresno. Whoa. So check it out. Hey. You called me out on these stickers. I need to call you out now. Mm-mm. I sent you an envelope. It was stamped and addressed to me 4 years ago, homie.
What?
4 moons ago.
What?
For some Perfect Pour stickers. That thing
was
is
that
not
a forever
all right.
Stamp?
Have I thrown you under the bus?
Yeah.
No. Oh, have I been waiting patiently? I think so. Once you receive these, I expect to return some Perfect Pour stickers
petard
within a week's. So, Mikey, you have a task at hand.
All right.
Get that shit done.
All right.
All I request is that one of these Chew Your Beer stickers makes it to Tioga Sequoia.
Ooh.
And with the permission of Mr. Matt, the brewer, the bearded brewer, stick this where everybody can see it. Yes. Also, I think there's shirts. I'm thinking of making shirts,
ooh,
coasters, and some of these, what do they call these, bracelets? Something like that. I'm trying to get creative and go from there. So there you go. Quick thing, I'll be at Dodger Stadium this Friday, which is today. Ooh. Show's playing today.
Yeah, today.
So I'll be at Dodger Stadium today. Taking my pops out to Dodger Stadium. Aww. They are retiring Fernando Valenzuela's jersey number 34.
That's nice.
Last time that I went with my father to a Dodger game was when I was 12 years old, and we watched Fernando Valenzuela.
Dang.
So it's been a long time coming for this. So
yeah.
I figured they're going to retire his jersey, so I figured I'd take my pops to be a witness of that. So we'll be up there. The whole entire family's going, brother, sister, wifey's, husband's, sister-in-law's, father-in-law, not father-in-law, just brother-in-law, sister-in-law's will be there, and kids. So look out for some pictures. Got a perfect place to seating. And then right behind us, there's a beautiful, beautiful little beer thing called the Strikeout Zone, and it's all craft beer. So.
Wait,
there
what?
You go, homie. We'll get nice and drunk on Friday.
I watched that
not
on
driving,
TV.
So that's a plus.
Where are you going
to
be at?
So stickers on its way. Perfect Pour stickers on their way to me within a week of receiving mine.
I want to see that address.
And that's it, homie. That's how you do it. It's a trade. It's a bartering system.
All right.
This is Chew Your Beer.
What is this, the Old West?
Address, homie. I DM'd you and Nick for your addresses, but no one got back to me. So
I got back to
you.
Pages to find Mikey to pour.
Check your spam.
Your home address, homie, so I can send these damn fucking stickers.
I texted
stickers.
You.
And
or,
if I can't find
DM'd
your name
you.
There, you probably will be in the white pages because you are old.
Yep.
And old people's addresses are on the white pages.
Yep.
So there you go. For all you millennials, you don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Right? You have to look it up under Tempore. You can
find where people are
ask your mommy and daddy what that means. All right. This is True Your Beer, and I'm here to tickle your rear. I have to watch you. Peace out, hey.
I can't believe I mean, actually, I can very much believe that I didn't send stickers before the Chewy Beer. I felt like we did.
Chew, I often go and have a pint over at Tioga or the Rec Room when I get done at a certain funeral home that's very, very close by. So if you guys need me to take a sticker and make them put it somewhere cool, I can do that.
Yes.
Because nobody tells me no.
You're assigned to that. So when the stickers come, and then I will send back Perfect Pour stickers, which we are due for get a new batch. I mean,
noted.
I mean,
we need color choices. That's
still
all we need.
Got a little,
I think the one that we were going to do had your face in the center of it, right, Mikey?
That is not what we were going to do at all. Nobody wants to see that.
Sorry.
I want to see Chew Your Beer's face, but no. Yeah, that was a weird blog you're reading, if you read that somewhere.
Have you guys heard about the new Perfect Pour stickers that are going to have Mikey's face on him? All cartooned down. It's going to be amazing.
We're all going to pee on it.
Yeah, that's possible. Urinal cakes? Is that what we're going for?
Yeah. Urinal cakes.
Hey, guys and gal, this is B.A. Cyclone checking in from Iowa.
What's up, B.A.?
I just wanted to, first of all, hope you're doing well, Stacy. Sorry to hear you were feeling sick last week.
Thank you.
Yeah, everybody has their own COVID
reminding
stories.
Stacy wasn't feeling.
I just remember feeling so sick I didn't even want to drink any beer. So that's terrible. How sick do you have to be to not want to drink beer? That's pretty sick. And then I remember you were talking about drinking that beer I sent you. I'll have to get you a fresh can and give another shot with that one. I remember the first beer I had after I was down with the vid in 2020 didn't really taste right, so I'm not sure how many days it took for beer to taste the way I know it's supposed to taste.
You're down with the vidness,
demoralizing too. So hopefully you're feeling better.
Yes.
Thank you. That's not something to play around with. So hope you're doing better. Yeah, you were talking about going to Nashville in a couple weeks. We were just there. My kind of first time really in Nashville a couple weeks ago, so I can offer a couple suggestions. But my brother-in-law is from there, lives there with my sister. And he would say, you're staying on Broadway, which is the main strip in Nashville. That's where all the honky-tonks are. So those are just bars with live bands in them pretty much all day
Broadway and Fifth
during the day. If you want to enjoy the music and not be cramped in people, you want to go earlier in the week towards Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it'll be like arm to arm as far as I know what I've been told. So
sounds terrible.
Went down like a Monday or Tuesday and it was Monday and it was pretty nice in the afternoon, not really too busy.
I get there Tuesday.
Awesome music.
So.
I'd recommend, I didn't go in, but my brother-in-law's favorite honky tonk is Robert's Russian World. Okay. It's a kind of a boot store during the day and then a honky tonk at night. Nice. live music. And that's his favorite one out of all of them. He pretty much doesn't go into any other ones, so I'd definitely try that one out. Also Alan Jackson's one on the other side of the street, it's also pretty good. But definitely
I've seen
try
Alan
that out
Jackson
for a little while.
Live before. That's
can't
good
miss
time.
Out on that. Puckett's Grocery, a little bit further down the road is a cool place to go in just for some food and all things. They have a beer and bakery and sit down eating. Martin's Barbecue, if you like barbecue, fantastic barbecue. I did have that.
I'm like gaining weight just listening to this.
Can't think what else. Yeah, just try and enjoy the scenery for a little while. Breweries, I think Southern Grist is one I wanted to try but didn't get a chance to.
All right, that's the second plug for that one.
Like they have a little bit better quality beer. The most popular one or the biggest one maybe is Bearded Iris, but I've kind of had from them, I wasn't really impressed with. So maybe that'll be different for you. Anyway, hope you have a great trip. Check those dates. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you so much for the well wishes. I pretty much just laid low the entire week.
I think I want to go to Nashville now.
I know. I'm really excited. Like I've never been, and it's super rad that I won this incentive to go and just have a really good time. And yeah, again, you know, Hoppy Libations coming up to visit that really.
Yeah,
I'm not even there yet in that.
You two are gonna hockey talk it up.
We sure are. You know what? She could be my plus one at the Broadway and Fifth. I think I'll just like get her on the list. There's a private party, Broadway and Fifth private party. Hold me to it. I'm going to get you on the list as my plus one. We'll get you in there.
Yeah. And then any breweries in the Nashville area that weekend that want, you know, I mean, big time beer celebrity in their establishment, let us know.
What was that?
Thank you for contributing to the show, voicemailers. You can get on the show as well. It's all there. The show notes have the information if you weren't listening earlier. I mean, come on, do it.
Speed dial.
Yeah. Put this as number one. Hide us in the poison control, like on Seinfeld. To see if Stacy or Nick checked into anything this week. The Nick 80. What did you have this week?
Did I check in? No.
Oh, boo.
I remember what I had, but I didn't check in.
Oh gosh, I'm struggling to remember what I had.
Did you have a beer
project
and concurred? I'm sorry.
Concurred. I took beers with me. So I took some Big Sur IPAs and a Pure Project West Coast.
Nice.
Yes, Pure West. And then up in Concord at the pizza joint, I had a something like a Hoppy Smiles or something. It was
something hoppy.
Situational beer.
Oh.
Those are the best.
Yeah.
You know, you're in a good place when you're getting a situational beer.
Mm-hmm.
Place in your life.
Yeah, so that's my bin cut. It was short but sweet.
All right. Rad, yeah. Stacy, what do you remember drinking? Rad_Stacy.
Also, Rad_Stacy. Don't follow me too closely if you're waiting for some juicy tidbits of what I drank, because I'm terrible about checking in. But here you go. I had some Reality Check from Moonlight Brewing Company. I love that beer. Whenever I see it super fresh, I often get it.
Reality Check. What style is Reality?
Yeah.
What now?
What style is Reality Check?
Czech style Pilsner.
Oh, Czech. I get it.
Yeah, Reality Check. Slovakian. Czechoslovakian. There you go. I'm not saying that right, I'm sure. Old Rasputin. And I had some Trumer Pills also, which is another one that I did. I know. So classy.
You're classy.
And then I also had a Pilsner Urkel. Like
Pilsner Urkel?
Pilsner Urkel.
Pilsner Urkel.
Pilsner Urkel.
Did I do that?
Did I drink that?
Did I drink that? Like somebody, whatever people do when they fuck up the tank and like the tank starts spewing beer everywhere and nobody can stop it. That's like an Urkel moment. Like, did I do that?
Everybody get a bottle.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know what? I also, from also same brewery, Moonlight, I had a Death and Taxes, another one.
That's a good beer.
Every season is stout season.
Oh, all the seasons? Wait. Yes. Stout season gets to have all the seasons? I don't like that.
It does. Yep. all the hours, all the seasons, doesn't matter. Morning, day.
It's almost Feist beer season, right? Oktoberfest season is on its way.
I know. It should be on the shelf right now. It's August.
Oh, the Oktoberfest
is you're already late.
Sierra Nevada is sending out already. It's hitting
shelves. Yeah, 100%. It is in the warehouses now. I guarantee it. And pumpkin spice is here.
Is right behind
it.
Go get it.
It's like waiting, like the pumpkin, like there's like an unwritten rule of like you got to get the Oktoberfest beers out before the pumpkin beers, but the pumpkin beers are just like right behind the Oktoberfest beers. Like, all right, are you guys gonna go out now? And the Oktoberfest beers are like, we are waiting maybe one more day. The pumpkin beers are like, come on, guys, come on, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, this
we need to get out there.
Like,
no, it's not ready yet. not fall yet.
Summer in March, fall in late July, early August.
Yep.
And then the pumpkin spice is like first week of September.
Yeah. That's how the seasons work in the beer world.
That's how it goes. At least in California. You know, you got to get to it quick. And then if you're real sly, you've got a place in the stock room that you can hide all the shit that didn't sell, and you can just put it right back out. Like, next
and then you
right back out there.
And then you do that little like accidental smudge of the year on the date. You're like, oh, mm-hmm. You're like, oh, here's okay. 10, 12, 2, wait, what is that? What does that say?
Yeah.
10, 12.
Pro tip, just a little bit of nail polish remover. Get that shit right.
Okay.
What?
Or if you're like seemingly like 80% of breweries that exist, like print, it just prints on a weird spot in the can and then you just can't read it at all.
Like, it's just oops. You know, bottled in October.
October.
Yeah. Is that 2020, 2021?
It was sometime this century. It's fine.
It's that all the breweries are like about the printing dates on the cans. They're like, we tried. Do you guys print dates on your cans? Yeah, we try.
You guys said you wanted this, so we tried it. We're doing it. Some of the cans, it's smeared. There's some, like, what the fuck do you some, want from us?
There's some ink on the bottom of the can. Up. All right. So we did it. Don't worry about
call
it.
Call Hewlett Packard if you have a complaint.
Yeah.
That's who you call.
Yeah, you call. Here's the 800
call
number.
Microsoft and let Bill Gates know that his printer sucks shit. the Nick 80 rad _ Stacy rad. It's in second hour, Stacy. Come on.
Yep.
You can't expect anything from me.
My born on date is also.
I was born on 1970.
I was born in the 80s. Very, very early 80s.
You're a child.
Yeah.
I remember Jimmy Carter as a president. That's how old I am.
Oh, yeah. You and my husband get along. 1970.
Oh man, the antics Jimmy Carter got up to. Gave me that his brother-in-law loved beer, and they had to shut his brother or no, his brother, his brother
Billy Beer.
Yeah, and they're like, he's like, dude, can you like shut up about your beer? He's like, no, man, you're the president. Now I'm gonna sell some beer now. Like, dude, can you shut the fuck up on the president? Stop talking about your beer. Like, no, man, look. This is great marketing, man. You're the president. Finally, I can sell some beer. Come on.
Yep.
Stepped on a pop top.
Billy Carter, best dude ever. I mean, he just wanted to sell some beer.
That's all, man.
I mean, what would you do if your brother got elected president? You'd be like, hey, man, can you get my old brew out there?
I mean, it's same. Like, for sure, I would.
Okay.
Hey, can you tell?
Until the tracks ran out.
Can you tell all your cool government friends that I brew home beer? Okay, Billy, I'll tell them.
Is that homebrew?
Yeah. Can you serve your homebrew at your like inaugural party? I guess. We'll have a keg, okay? Okay, Billy. Sweet.
Is it made with White House water? The sweetest, yeah. The presidential water?
Oh, yeah, this is my
wife. Yes, it's flown in, especially for this event.
Like, can you imagine
presidential
hazing? Can you imagine Billy Carter at his homebrewers group? He's like, oh, I made this one with White House water. Like, come on, Billy. No. I did it.
I call it Whithouse beer.
Wow, man. We know how to make beer names on this show.
We really do.
Damn it. That was good, Rod Stacey. I had a General Sherman IPA. Did I talk about this last week? I don't think so. Because, you know, it was cheap. And that's good beer. I'm not, that wasn't okay. Like a slight at the beer. Just like
the accolades are amazing.
I can't believe it.
I might Snowsberries taste like Snowsberries.
Oh, Kern River Brewing Company, a new beer from them called Party Barge. It's an IPA. It's a fun label, good label buy, nice beer. If you see it, pick it up.
Such a female shopping experience, label buy. I like it. Like, yeah. You delved into
there's not a whole lot of dudes and scantily clothed dudes on beer labels. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, in the checkout line, were they like, oh, is this new? You're like, isn't the label so pretty?
Oh,
whoa,
no, it wasn't like that. That wasn't,
I didn't get that.
Isn't the label so nice?
So pretty.
Oh my gosh.
I want to go to the market with you.
All right, come with me.
Let's label shop then have weird. We'll go.
I like it.
You know what we can do at the market when those twin brothers that are checkers.
Oh,
there,
yeah.
I can go in one guy's red shirt, and you can go in the other. They look the same, and then we can see what our experience is.
Yeah, we can compare twins.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, but we're going to buy the same snacks.
Can we also offer them a shift beer and then go back a next day and ask them what their individual experiences were with the shift beer?
What?
I'm buying this for you.
I only know the difference because one of them is interested in the labels and the beer. Like he'll comment every time, no matter what. Like he has the other brother doesn't give a shit about the marriage.
And you've seen them both at the same time, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure they weren't like one is always hiding, like one is always in the bathroom mysteriously. Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Sometimes they're the only ones working on the register, so it's just these twin brothers checking people out. It's pretty bizarre.
The register twins.
The register twins. So. They're sounds nice. Like a movie. They're nice. They're both nice. They're both nice guys, though. I just want to let that.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
They work at the market.
There is a awesome. I talked about this one on my newsletter, but there's an awesome collab that Liquid Gravity did last year, and they did it. Damn it.
What's happening?
They did it again. Yeah, nobody knows what I'm talking about at this point. There's a collab beer from Liquid Gravity Brewing. It's a 4-pack. You can find it at the market. It's it's their Welcome To series. And so they get 4 different breweries, and those collab breweries they collab with, that become whatever town the collab brewery is from, that becomes the name of the beer. So there's one with Slice Beer Company called Welcome to Sacramento. And then whatever other brewery they're with, it's Welcome to San Diego. Welcome. But they still haven't done a Fresno County one yet at all. So I'm waiting for
Welcome to Fresno.
Yeah, waiting for Liquid Gravity to do that. But it's an excellent collab 4-pack. Not many collabs are good. They're usually just interesting.
You have so much hate for
I don't have hate. I'm just it's very rare that a collab beer is like, oh shit, you guys got to keep making this, you know? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
That's fine. Yeah, no, I understand. You're just like, okay, well, this is two people trying to make a name for themselves, or one person trying to make a name for themselves connected to like a bigger brewery that already has a name for themselves.
Usually it's one, and the one bigger brewery is like, okay, we'll get some street cred by bringing in this smaller brewery. And
this will help us break into the Fresno and Clovis market.
Break into those those podcasting dorks. Maybe
why doesn't Firestone collaborate with Tioga?
Exactly. I've been saying this for a long time. What's going on? You should know. I know better than Tioga Stone. Anyone.
Fire yoga.
Fire Tioga. More like fire yoga. Am I right?
Yeah. Hey. I've got all the ideas. Let's collaborate. I don't know what right. kind of
I saw, it would be. I saw Mike from Tioga this past week, too, and had a nice conversation with him. So I didn't think to mention about doing a Firestone Walker collab.
Like, oh, yeah. I saw him at the Rec Room the other week, too. I feel like that's the only time I ever see him is at the Rec Room. I'm like, do you ever go to your brewery and like run it? Or do you just hang out at the Rec Room?
Yeah. Why would you do that? That's where you get paid at. Like, fuck that place. I'll go to.
And then we also ran into a bunch of people that were meeting up to run for 3 miles so that they could drink afterwards.
Yes, the Fresno Beer Run, Fresno Beer Runners. I followed them on Instagram.
I was so worried. It was like 112 degrees outside. I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Just say that you ran.
Tough motherfuckers, man.
Who's going to ask?
Yeah.
No, I was not. I said, listen, I don't think this is a good idea. So...
Like, you're all totally momming. You're like, sorry, I'm going to have to mom you guys.
I really did.
This
is
not a good idea.
Yeah, like go into a gym or go home and like do some cardio and then have your beer afterwards. Don't run around downtown for 3 miles when it's 112 degrees.
No, you can do it. You can do it.
That's not good for
you. The human body is an amazing thing.
Right? Yeah, the human body collapses in... those kind of in trust me. Oh, that's one thing. We pick up people who have collapsed.
who thought they could run around in 113 degree heat.
And then they end up in my 32 degree care center.
Cheers. You stab them, we slab them.
Thanks. Show and we're giving out some cheers. Cheers. Pop, pop, pop,
cheers. 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 Oh, man. Cheers to having a day off soon.
What's that like?
I don't know, man. I think I'm on my 12th straight day of working without a day off. So I'm pretty fucking burnt, man. I need a day, but I still got to work tomorrow. Oh my God. Anyway, sorry. Side 5 second whining rant. Rad Stacy, do you have any cheers?
So of course, cheers to the Golden Gods. I feel like you always say that and I don't. So I want to thank you guys for, paying whatever you do per month. Yeah, that's really awesome.
I like to keep that under wraps. Don't worry about how much they pay us. Right?
So they can listen to the really exciting content that we have.
Oh my gosh.
In the tailgate.
Jeez, yeah. It's crazy.
And cheers to PDX Corey also for giving me some recommendations in Nashville as well. And cheers to somebody actually fucking flying up from Florida to meet me. I think that's just like the coolest thing.
Dude, welcome to the perfect pork community, really awesome. Rad Stacy. We've got a great group of listeners that are pretty rad as well. A lot of radness going on.
I am discovering that. So thank you so much. And I look forward to just expanding that. I love that I'm in a job and position now where I actually get to travel a bit. So letting you guys know where I'm going. And then next month, just as a reminder too, I will be in, where the fuck am I going to be? Denver. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Colin and Janine.
Yeah, we've been quiet lately. I'm hanging out with Colin and Janine, but if there's anybody else hanging out, I do have a wedding on that Sunday, but it's the very end of the month, the 28th through the 2nd. I'll be there.
August, end of this summer?
No, September 28th.
September.
2nd. Yeah.
All right. So the end of September, keep an eye out for Rad Stacy and Colin and Janine's hot tub.
That's right. It'll be my post-birthday hot tubbing. So my birthday's on the 8th.
Man.
Oh, and I'll be, so the 8th through the 11th, I'll be over in Pismo and hanging out at Sycamore Hot Springs. So that'll be
cool. I've heard of that place.
Yeah.
I've never
got myself a room there. Hot tub, the whole nine.
Man.
Gonna be good.
Rad Stacy knows how to live a life.
I indulge myself.
Good for you.
Hey, you know what? Nobody else is going to fucking do it for you. Do it yourself.
This is true.
Yeah. Then you'll know it's exactly how you want it.
Yeah. Don't expect anyone else to like know what the hell you're thinking and do it for you.
It's true. I actually said that to my daughter this morning. I said, how will anybody know what you're thinking if you don't tell them?
Yeah. Exactly. Let them know.
Words of wisdom at the end of the show.
I like these things.
Yes.
So, like,
and if you don't have those things for me, then fuck off.
Yeah, that's what you say. That's what you say when you go in a brewery and you're like, "Hey, if you don't have any hazies for me, fuck off." That's what you say.
Mm-hmm. You guys don't make a lager because you don't know how to make beer. Well, fuck off.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
I'll go to the ABM Bev. Tap room across the street.
I can't wait to have some Red Hook with all of you.
We have some Red Hook. I'm gonna walk into the brewery with some Red Hook. Say, check this out. It's a real beer.
It's real.
Nick, do you have any cheers?
Cheers to the Hooscraft, the Kelly
Hooscraft. Kelly Hooscraft.
Her and Mr. Hooscraft are expecting, so.
Oh, yay.
Cheers to them.
Congratulations. Cheers to Kelly.
We haven't heard from Kelly in a while. What the hell, man? Yeah. Been so busy trying to make a baby, can't call the perfect pour?
No.
I mean, that does take some bandwidth.
Yeah.
Gotta drop some things.
Focus.
She's all, babe, I need to call a perfect pour. It's been a while. No, man, we're making babies. Come on. Get back here.
Oh, hoppy babies.
Nice. more hoppy babies in the world. That's what we need. Lots of hoppy babies.
Congratulations.
Yay. That's it?
That's my cheers.
All right. I didn't mean it as like, that's it. I meant like,
are you done?
I meant like, are you done?
It's pretty big.
Yeah. That's it. Just a baby. Whoa.
Yeah.
Making another human. Wow.
More humans.
Good for you.
Wow. Yeah. I done it. I hope she's going to.
Did
it. I hope she's going to come up to Fresno and birth a baby in Fresno and not in Los Angeles. Because, I mean, we need more Fresno babies.
Is that like a birth?
Yeah. Come on. Everybody hangs out, drinks beer, and waits for the baby to be born.
That's right. Yeah.
Everyone hangs out in the room and just like there's a little kegerator in the birthing room, and everyone's like, Jared, the latest perfect for you. there's like a little like murmuring of like conversation in the corner. As you wait for the mom to like birth and like everyone's like, when do you think it's gonna happen? I don't know. She's been here for 8 hours. I'm like, come on, man, already. I'm like, enough already. Have the baby.
Well, what's the dilation like?
Yeah.
What are we looking at here?
Yeah. Hey, doc.
Only three of you can be
in
here.
Can we get a dilation? I'm sorry.
We're emotional support. Yeah. Birthers.
Beer support.
Beer support.
It's like, hey Doc, you want a beer? He starts doing the little pour, like little shh. He's like, no, I don't want a beer. I'm like, oh, all right.
I can say that, you know, I could just go in and say, like, very confidently, just walk in and be like, I'm the beer birthing doula.
Damn it.
And I belong here. Yeah. So get the fuck out.
Sorry, it's California. I can do what I want, and I belong here.
Let me in. I have a pass.
I have a pass.
Can my code.
Thanks to, I'd like to, double on Rad Stacy's cheers to the Golden Gods. Thank you. Thank you to the whole community of the Perfect Pour. You guys are great, and it's really what keeps the show going. So thank you, everyone. PerfectPourPod.com or for Perfect Pour Pod on the social media.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
P-O-U-R.
Oh.
Not P-O-O.
Yeah.
Oh, I messed this up this whole time.
I'm perfectly poor because of the perfect pour.
Yeah, perfectly poor because of the perfect pour. Wait, am I Mikey to pour or Mikey to pour?
Depends on what time of the month.
Yeah.
It Mikey, depends on, Mikey is poor.
I get paid every 2 weeks, so the first week I'm Mikey to pour with the P-O-U-R. But the second week, I'm Mikey Top Poor with P-O-O-R.
Yeah.
Frowny face.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I got to wait 4 days to payday. Oh, my God.
But with Wells Fargo, you can get it 24 hours ahead of time.
Yeah. But then you,
screw them.
That doesn't work because then you get used to that time.
You know what?
So then becomes your payday time.
Very first time it is 1 day early.
The first time you do it, you're like, holy shit, this is 1 day early. And then every single week after.
Yeah.
So for 1 week, you get it early.
Blows people's mind when I explain that shit to them. There's like, but you get it on Thursday instead of Friday. I'm like, right. So like the first time.
Yeah.
It's so super cool.
Yeah, after that, it's still...
No, it's just back to regular.
Still but after
told
2 weeks.
Story, right? They've been like, no, but it's early. I'm like, it's not, though.
Damn it. Don't be practical, Rad Stacy.
I know.
Guys...
I live in a very dark world most of the time, and I'm not with you guys. I try to live in this, like, very practical place, and that's just not where 99% of the population is.
Why bother? I thank you for listening. We thank you for listening to The Perfect Pour. Have a great week.
Hell yeah.
Cheers to the practical people.
You loosey-gooseys on
you
your
are
own.
The truly are the safe people.
That's true. Thanks, everybody.
But have fun, though. You can be Always have, fun have fun when you're having being practical. But before you start your day, before you start anything, get a check. you gotta check your luggage and check your overhead compartments. And close those, and then also
check your seats in the fully upright position.
Yeah, fully upright position. Sorry,
your
that's
items
a,
may have shifted a, during
that's
flight.
An airplane app that I have that I apparently didn't show for the show. it's an awesome app. It's my favorite app. You can see all the planes that are flying above you. Yeah, you can look and see where it was going. All right, never mind.
Yeah, we were able to see my husband's P-51 flight when he took it.
See.
A couple years ago, yeah.
You can follow it, man. But yeah.
Sidebar.
Yeah.
Another tangent.
A tangent during the outro? That's never been.
Wow. New record.
We find like
new achievement unlocked.
Matt's just listening to the show with his arm folded, going, "Yep, see, this is why I'm not on the show anymore."
Speaking of that, Matt's supposed to meet me on the corner to eat another box of this weird mac and cheese with me soon.
Meet me on the corner.
I'm gonna record it.
My sister lives right there too. Could you invite her out there too to have some mac and cheese?
I'll bring three spoons. Yeah,
oh,
get it figured out. Yeah,
all right,
it'll be great.
Before you do everything in your life. You gotta first check what?
Gotta check your date.